Monday Night Football this year, as if the world didn't know about Jim Cornelison, they do now. Jim, welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you?
Hey, I'm really good, John. How are you doing?
Why are you chuckling, sir?
Just because it's nice to be on here. It's I'm thinking about that Monday Night Football game and how loud those Jets were when they came over the top. You know, that's about it. Other than that, it's a beautiful day.
Well, every time you sing, it's goosebumps for everybody else. But I do wonder sometimes, I'm sure people do, which were the moments where you really felt the room? And it's not like you haven't done every conceivable venue, every conceivable performance. But was that one up there, Jim, for you Monday night this year?
Absolutely. That was fantastic. The fans were so into it, so loud. It felt like a playoff game. And then, of course, those Jets, they came over. They're even louder. They kind of rattle your bones.
And it
that was
sounded,
exciting.
It sounded like you were just giving a little extra oomph to it. Not that it, here again, not like it doesn't always, but were you pushing it just a little more than you normally do for that game?
You know, singing is a funny thing, and it's like golf or it's like pitching. If you tighten up, you try too hard, you're going to mess up. And I just felt like everything lined up really, really well that night. And the energy, you know, yes, I always respond when the crowd is like that, you know, then I kind of get into it a little bit more. But from a technical singing standpoint, I stayed in a really good kind of relaxed place. And, yeah, it was a great experience all around, brother. And then the amount of coverage, media coverage that came out of that was unbelievable.
That surprised you, huh?
Yeah, it did. It was like the Daily Mail in London, and Fox News ran a thing, and Barstool and MSN.com and Yahoo Sports, and I don't know how many other bloggers. It was not normal.
Fox News called it an epic performance, and you're right, the list goes on, and it was international. So how lucky, then, is the Elmhurst Symphony Orchestra going to be Sunday night, September 28th?
Well, I hope they're lucky. I'm going to sing at 3 o'clock at Elmhurst Christian Reformed Church and do a program with the symphony there, and it's a really good orchestra, and do some opera, do some musical theater, stuff people know. It's going to be a really enjoyable concert, only about an hour and a half, and I'm hoping some people come out and listen.
You're not going to do the national anthem as part of the opera, are you?
So, you know, it's a concert, and they tend to start their concerts with everybody singing, so I will be a song leader.
And then you're going to, would I recognize any of the songs you're going to sing? I mean, I'm looking at the program, and it says it'll feature a selection of familiar operatic favorites. Would a pedestrian like me recognize these songs?
Absolutely. First off, everybody knows Maria from West Side Story and Bring Him Home from Les Miserables, right?
Right.
On the heavier opera side, Nessun Dorma, which is kind of one of the two most popular tenor arias ever, the one that Pavarotti would always do in the three tenor concerts.
Right.
And then Figaro. I'm going to, usually a baritone, but I'm going to do it anyway. Everybody knows that, right? La 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 la, la 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 la. It's fun stuff.
Wow. Okay. So is it in the performance of opera, or is it just the greatest hits?
Yeah, it's really a greatest hits kind of thing. And then there's the orchestra will play some orchestral stuff. And then I have my tunes. So for me,
my
this
tunes.
Is, yeah, it's a blast. I turned 60, and one of the things I said to myself, John, is like, okay, when I die, what do I want to, look back and say, yeah, that was good, you know? And I know I'm not going to regret or say, I just didn't sing enough national anthems, you know. As wonderful as it is, look, it's been fantastic, don't get me wrong, but I think you know what I'm saying. It's like there's more music out there. This is where I started. as an opera singer. And it's a wonderful opportunity to get up and be able to sing with an orchestra.
Sure,
so that's
sure.
Something I'm just looking to do again as I've gotten, older.
Well, let me just ask you about that. I mean, clearly you're trained famously. So you went to Indiana. You got your degree at that famous music school there. The opera invited you to come to Chicago and sing. But now that you mention it, I don't know you so much for singing Figaro. I know you for the national anthem. How often do you perform with operas or orchestras and sing something more traditional?
Not so much. Now, I made my living from 93 until 2007 doing nothing but singing opera. And then I was going through some personal stuff, and then the Blackhawks came in 08 and asked me to do all their anthems, and I thought, okay, let's try that out. And as you know, 3 Stanley Cups, I was like a deer in the headlights looking at it. It's a whirlwind.
Who asked you to do it for the? Who invited you to the Blackhawks? Was that John McDonough and Jay Blunk and those guys?
Yeah. The way I understand it, Jay heard me at a game and he said to John, like, "Hey, you need to hear this guy."
Yeah.
So clearly, I can't hire myself, right?
Yeah. No. No.
They had an idea that they wanted one person to do it again. So I really hit the jackpot when it came to the Blackhawks.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, the Blackhawks put on the best show, period, but you are such an integral part of that. One last question. So the first time you did it for the Blackhawks, did you do it that way? And what was the audience's reaction? Were you a little nervous about this, or just do you remember that first performance?
I do remember it because I had gone down and sang for them just in the empty United Center. And they were like, "Great, we'd like to have you. Now we want to let you know the crowd really cheers and it's kind of different. We just want you to be prepared for it." And at the time I was singing every day. I'm doing opera. This is like something I was just doing for fun. And I think I dismissed it a little bit. And then I went out there and I sang and the crowd erupted and I wasn't prepared for the visceral reaction that I had,
you know?
I started to get choked up. I had to kind of force down my emotions, and getting choked up is not a good idea for a singer.
I suppose you
need that throat to sing.
Do you ever lose your voice? Do you do anything special to keep your voice in shape?
Well, for something like this, where I will be singing quite a bit, no alcohol, bed early, no loud environments. You know, I got to stay away from all that stuff for a number of days, and then just kind of wake up and systematically work through my voice and get it going the way that I know I need to. And, by the way, the last time I did something with the orchestra was just this last March. Same deal. I know the general manager of the Indianapolis Opera, and they were doing a 50-year gala. And so they had me down to sing there, and that was a blast. But I don't have anything else on the books after this. I'll work on it. But you know, it's a great opportunity if people can pull themselves away from the Bears game to come on down, and it's easy access, easy parking. Not tickets are reasonable. Hope to see people there.
I think it'd be thrilling to see you sing outside of the anthem as well. Sunday, September 28th, 3 p.m. at Elmhurst Christian Reformed Church, Jim Cornelison, an opera afternoon. Singing the hits, click on elmhurstsymphony.org. Nice to talk to you, Jim. Rest the voice. We're looking forward to a Blackhawk season with you, and thanks for giving us some of your time.
Hey, well, look, thank you so much for helping this. It helps the organization like that. They're a nonprofit, and you guys are fantastic. You've always been supportive of me, being supportive of the community and, important elements of it. So thank you.